you that, you know, I thought we had figured this out, but apparently we have not. And that is people saying, look, I don't want to bake a wedding cake. I don't want to be involved with, you know, a same-sex marriage because it doesn't fit with me as a human being with my religious beliefs, right? And yet, the cases keep popping up. You see, the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan has filed a discrimination citation against Broadway Avenue, a venue for refusing to do a same-sex wedding. Weird, but true. David Coleman, senior counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center, joins me to explain. David, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Always good to be with you.
So this is your client. I thought, you know, after all the things in Idaho and Oregon and these other cases have been high profile in Colorado, that we had finally gotten to a point where we're past this. But for some reason, here we are. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, apparently the city of Grand Rapids is picking sides here in this dispute. You have our clients are being prosecuted under the city ordinance for discrimination because they do not want to participate in a same-sex marriage ceremony at their venue. And so, you know, both sides here are protected classes under their ordinance. I mean, religion is a protected class, and the same-sex marriage is now a protected class. So apparently the city of Grand Rapids is going to pick sides and only protect one of these categories and not the other. So that's the problem with this, that the city is choosing to move ahead, and our clients haven't even done anything other than speak at this point. It's a First Amendment violation, clearly. You have the right to voice your opinions and your beliefs. That's all our clients have done. There's not an actual discriminatory act, to my knowledge, that has happened yet. So, and so that's the problem here.
I guess my question would be, have they turned down a specific client or clients in the attempt to get? So what's the violation? If they haven't turned anybody down, is what you're telling me. What violation? Right. What would be the
right
dispute?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've just come out publicly and said that they have basic mainstream Christian beliefs in this area and that they are going to follow through and, you know, follow their conscience in this area. But there's no allegation in this ordinance citation that our clients received that claims that they specifically violated anybody's rights. So that's a big problem. Of course, you have the issue of the First Amendment, that our clients have a religious freedom right to follow their own religious conscience. And so it's a constitutional issue versus the city ordinance. I mean, it would seem pretty clear which should prevail here. And the city, you know, has now created this problem by passing an ordinance that pits two categories against each other. And like I said, the city now is clearly choosing sides. They're not going to protect anyone from religious discrimination, because if they follow through on this, my clients are being discriminated against based on their religious beliefs. So which is it? You know, I mean, this is going to be another one of these cases, and we'll take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if we have to. The city wants this fight. That's what they're going
to
get.
But historically, states and cities that have tried to take this fight to the Supreme Court have lost a lot recently, have they not?
Yeah, the Masterpiece Cake case just a couple of years ago at the U.S. Supreme Court, the baker out in Colorado, he won his case. So there are these cases that are popping up. But again, apparently the proponents of these non-discrimination laws aren't satisfied with a live and let live and let's just be tolerant. There's 100 other venues that would be happy to have a particular couple's business. But no, they have to force their beliefs on my clients and try to make them comply or put them out of business or bankrupt them, impose fines, things like that.
But just
so there's a complete lack of tolerance of my clients' point of view.
Sure, but just to be clear again, I'm going to – so the Broadway Avenue, the client – has posted their policies, their position,
right?
haven't had a conflict with anybody. They've just posted what their policies are going to be. That's what you're telling me, right? And as a result of posting their policies or making them known, they're being targeted by the city of Grand Rapids.
Right. At least in this ordinance, they don't claim in this violation, this citation, that there's any particular couple or anybody that's been discriminated against. There's no such claim. It's just simply that they've stated their position and exercised their free speech rights, let alone their free exercise of religion rights. So I don't know. I'm confused as to how somebody can be guilty of something before anything's happened. Well, and you can just be prosecuted for what you say. That's what's happening here. Well, our clients are being prosecuted for what they said.
Well, but in today's America, David, at least according to some, not me and you, I'm guilty of a lot of things just because I'm a white man. Whether I'm guilty of them or not, but the assumption is automatically made that you and I are guilty of certain things because you're white and you're a man. Me too. And because of that, I guess they can make the assumption about other things as to who's guilty and who should be labeled and who should be attacked and who should be targeted, because that's the mindset of the woke left, isn't it?
It appears to be that way. Again, I don't understand why people think that just simply expressing your point of view in a calm, reasoned, rational way is somehow violence, is somehow discrimination. This is absurd. And I really wonder where all my liberal friends on the left are. For years, the ACLU and everyone else, they would defend the Nazis, for goodness sakes, marching in Skokie, because everybody has the right to speak, whether you agree with them or not. I mean, the remedy to speech is, if you don't like the speech, the remedy is not to censor or prosecute your opponent. The remedy is more speech, persuasion in the public marketplace of ideas. And try to get your word, your side out there, and try to convince people that you're right. But no, the city of Grand Rapids has now decided we're going to punish and prosecute people for what they say. It's outrageous.
David Coleman, greatly appreciate you being here. It's an important case. We'll keep an eye on it. How do you go after somebody who's not even been accused of doing anything wrong? You know, punish them before any violation or conflict even arises? Well, that's one way to go. David, thank you.
Well, thank you for letting me come to the no panic zone, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. All right. Speaking of panic, though, I want to jump to bite number two here for a moment before we get to the break. Shift gears a little bit, because the left is in full-on panic, not about this, but about Elon Musk. Because speaking of freedom of speech and the ability to proclaim what you believe to be true to the world, man, are they freaked out that Elon Musk could soon be back in charge of Twitter. This is what they said before. This is what they're saying again. Listen to this and try not to laugh. Here it is.
If you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Okay, I can live with that. Can you imagine a place where social media would just silence you or not distribute your comments because you belong to one political party or another? I mean, that just sounds so outlandish, doesn't it? Outlandish. Yeah. Hello, lefties. Welcome aboard the free speech train. Oh, if you want to cry, there's tissues in the back, okay? But we're moving full speed ahead. All aboard! I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system.
WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.